திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், த நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா த சுப்ரீம் ஆஃப் மகாபாரதா, பிரசன்டட் பை கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன் சேஷாத்ரி. தேங்க்யூ. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம்.
ருத்ராய ஷிதிகண்டாய கனிஷ்டாய சுவர்ச்சசே கபர்தினே கராளாய ஹரியக்ஷ்வ ஹரியக்ஷ வரதாய ச யாம்யாய வ்யக்தகேஷாய சத்விருத்தே சங்கராய ச காம்யாய ஹரிநேத்ராய ஸ்தானவே புருஷாய ச. ருத்ராய நமோ பவாய ச ருத்ராய ச நமக்ஷர்வாய ச. ஹி இஸ் த ரிமூவர் ஆஃப் ஆல் சாரோஸ். ஷிதிகண்டாய, ஹி இஸ் ப்ளூ த்ரோட்டட் விச் கம் சிக்ஸ் டைம்ஸ். நீலக்ரீவா, the blue necked, kanta means throat, greeva means neck, so the blue necked lord, the neela greeva comes 6 times in rudram. Neela kanta, shiti kanta also comes. Neela greeva kshiti kanta ha sharva adah kshama chara neela greeva kshiti kanta divagam rudra upashrita ha ye vrikshesh saspinjara neela greeva vilohita ha. And then again it comes in the fifth anuvakam. Neelagreevaya shitikantaya chanamakka pardine chabyuktakeshaya chanamak comes. So neelagreeva shitikanta, blue throated. Shitikanta means blue throated. Shitikanta comes 3 times in rudram. Neelagreeva comes 6 times in rudram. There is another upanishad called Neela Rudra Upanishad. There also these words very often come. Neelakanta comes 2 times in Kaivalya Upanishad and Shiva Sankalpa Upanishad. Very, very specific epithet. The Supreme Lord is identified as blue-throated on account of drinking the halahala poison. Sarva Mangalambika Sameta Pallikondeshwaraya Namaha. There is a beautiful temple in Andhra where Parashakti, after Mahadeva drinking, after Mahadeva drinks the poison, he sleeps beautifully in the lap of Parashakti. Sarva Mangalambika Sameta Pallikondeshwaraya Namaha. Kanishtaya Suvarchase, he is with great effulgence. Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Pitam Mukam. Ishavasya Upanishad, first Ishavasya Upanishad, 15th verse. Golden effulgence is coming out of the body of Lord Shiva. Suvarchase Kanishtaya, he is a smaller than the smallest and then the larger than the largest. Namo jyeshtaya cha kanishtaya cha namak purvajaya cha kanishtaya. See, all the words match exactly with what the, you know, rudram says and all the whatever the Vedas and Upanishads talk about. That's the uniqueness of Shiva's names, all and all the Shiva stuti that is present in the Puranas and Upanishads and the Vedas. Kapardhine, he is one with the matted locks of hair. Kapardhine comes in the Rudram, 5 times it comes. Kapardhine cha vyuktakeshaya cha kapardhine cha pulastaye cha namo goshtyaya cha grihyaya cha namak. Kapardhine comes 5 times. So these kind of things we have to note. We have to make a note of it. Pashupati comes 3 times. Kapardhi comes 5 times. Neelagreeva comes 6 times. Bhagavan comes 7 times. Aruna, Arunambika. Parashakti is Arunambika, Mahadeva is Arunachaleshwara. Aruna comes 2 times. So these we have to make a note. Very, very specific, unique features of Lord Shiva are described in the Shastras. Karalaya Hariyaksha Varadaya cha. His eyes are golden in complexion. His hands are golden. His form is golden. His jata, pingala jata, he has golden locks of hair. And then his eyes are also golden. Hiranya Danta, Jaimini Maharshi says even his teeth is golden. In Narada Puranam, Uttarabhagam, chapter 73, the greatness of Trayambakeshwara chapter. Yamyaya Yaktakeshaya Sadvritte Shankaraya cha. Mahadeva is called as Vyomakesha. The sky is described as the hair of Mahadeva. Vyomakesha. Vyoma means the sky. Kesha means hair. So he is described, the sky is described as the hair of Lord Shiva. Yam yaya cha kshem yaya cha namak urvaryaya cha kalyaya cha namak. He is the kamyaya cha. Here yamya kamya comes, the word comes like. So he is the giver of all desires to all the jivatmas. And harinetraya sthanave purushaya cha. Again his eyes are equal to, his eyes are yellow, that is golden in complexion. Sthanave purushaya cha purushovai rudraha. Purusha is a very specific epithet used for Lord Shiva in the Vedas, which refers to the supreme reality. And then
So I was just looking at the time.
So we can just run through like two or three verses. I think this again, like Upamanyu Maharshi's episode, is a very, very lengthy episode. So which will go on for like again like some 4 to 5 classes minimum. Very beautiful references are there, where Vyasa Maharshi quotes. He also goes on to describe the leelas of Lord Shiva, the hala hala poison, that where Mahadeva drinks the hala hala poison, Mahadeva kills the Tripura Suras, where Mahadeva comes as a young boy, and then all the devas are put into Maya by Lord Shiva. All those leelas are recited, all those leelas are described by Vyasa Maharshi to Arjuna in this chapter, wonderful chapter. He goes on to say that Lord Shiva is the supreme reality. So we'll see some 2 or 3 verses and then we can stop, I think, because it is, I've gone over 1 hour. Harikeshaya Mundhaya Krishaya Krishayot Taranaya cha Bhaskaraya Sutirthaya Devadevaya Ramhase Bahurubhaya Sarvaya Priyaya Priyavasase Ushnishine Suvaktraya Sagasrakshaya Meeduse Girishaya Prashantaya Pataye Chiravasase Hiranya Bhagave Rajan Ugraya Pataye Disham. Harikeshaya, again his ass, his hair is actually golden in complexion. Harikeshayopabhitine pushtanam pataye namo namo, Rudram says that. And then Mundaya, he is described as having matted locks of hair, and also he is described as without hair on the head, completely shaved. Kapardine cha vyuktakeshaya cha, vyuktakesha means he is completely shaved. So he completely, when he comes as a brahmachari to test Parvati Mata, he completely shaves his head and then he comes. He takes that form to test Parvati Mata. So that's why here it says Mundaya and Krishayo Taranaya cha Bhaskaraya, infinite effulgence. Aditya Varnam Tamasak Parastad, Mahadeva is Aditya Varna. He has the effulgence of the sun. The sun is nothing when compared to Lord Shiva. But in order to comparison, give a comparison, you know, he says actually Aditya Varnam. Even the Vedas cannot describe Lord Shiva. So even Brahma and Vishnu, so what to speak of Surya? He is nothing when compared to Mahadeva. So but for comparing the effulgence of Lord Shiva, it says Aditya Varnam. Aditya Varnam Tamasakparastat. So he has the effulgence of the sun. Bhaskaraya Sutirthaya Devadevaya Ramhase. He is the giver of light. And Devadevaya, he is the lord of all the devas. Bahurupaya, he has various forms. Chandrashekara, Somaskanda, Soma Ganapati, Ardhanarishvara, Kalyana Sundara Murti, Bhikshatana, Panchamukha Parameshvara, Lingodbhava Murti, Ekapada Murti, various forms, but specifically to the forms of Lord Shiva alone. Mahadeva's forms alone can lead one to immortality. Meditating on Mahadeva's forms alone can lead one to immortality. He is that immortal personified personality according to the Shastra. Sarvaya Priyaya Priyavasase. He is very dear to his devotees. Ushnishine, one who wears a turban. Ushnishine Giricharaya Kulunchanam Pataye Namo Namo. Comes in the Rudram. Ushnishine, one who wears a turban. So where does he wear a turban? When he comes as Sundareshwara, Kalyana Sundara Murti, he wears a turban on the top to marry Parvati Mata. He comes in a beautiful, the lord of Sundareshwara means the lord of beauty. He comes in that form. Suvaktraya, Suvaktraya, Vaktra means face. Pancha Vaktra means five-faced. Mahadeva is five-faced. Pancha, that's what five means, pancha. So Pancha Vaktra means five-faced. Suvaktraya means one who has a beautiful, charming face. So Suvaktraya, so one who is beautiful faced. Sagasrakshaya Meeduse. Sagasraksha is very, very often used in the, you know, Sagasra Shirishak Purushaha Sagasraksha Sagasrabad. Purusha Suktam says that when describing the ultimate reality, Mahadeva. Sagasraksha also comes 3 times in Rudram. Sagasrakshaya cha Shatatanvane cha Namo Girishaya cha Shipi Vishtaya cha. Comes 3 times. And then also there is another place in the, you know, Gayatri Mantra. Tatpurushaya Vidmahe Mahadevaya Dimahi is one Gayatri Mantra. There is another mantra. Purushasya Vidmahe Sagasrakshasya Mahadevasya Dimahi Tanno Rudrak Prachodayat. దిస్ ఇస్ అనదర్ గాయత్రి మంత్ర ప్రజెంట్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ ఉపనిషద్. సహస్రాక్షస్య మహాదేవస్య, నోట్ ద పాయింట్, ఓ థౌజండ్ ఐడ్ మహాదేవ, దట్స్ వాట్ ఇట్ సేస్. సో వెరీ వెరీ స్పెసిఫిక్ ఎపిథెట్, సహస్రాక్ష, సహస్ర శీర్ష, సహస్ర చరణ, సహస్ర బాహు, ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ స్పెసిఫిక్. సో థౌజండ్ మీన్స్ నాట్ థౌజండ్. సో ఈవెన్ ద వేదాస్ కెనాట్ కౌంట్ ద నంబర్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాండ్స్ అండ్ లెగ్స్ దట్ మహాదేవ హ్యాస్. విశ్వతశ్చక్షురుత, ద ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ఇస్ హిస్ ఫేస్, ద ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ఇస్ హిస్ హ్యాండ్స్, ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ఇస్ ద లెగ్స్ ఆఫ్ మహాదేవ, దట్స్ వాట్ ఇట్ సేస్. బట్ థౌజండ్ ఇస్ జస్ట్ అ నంబర్. మీడుషే గిరిశాయ ప్రశాంతాయ, గిరిశాయ, హీఈస్ ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ డియర్ టు మౌంటైన్స్, హీఈస్ ఆల్వేస్ స్టేస్ ఇన్ ద మౌంటైన్స్, పర కైలాస, మహాకైలాస. అండ్ ఆల్సో గిరిశాయ చ శిపివిష్టాయ చ నమో కమ్స్ ఇన్ ద రుద్రం, ఈజ్ వెరీ డియర్ టు మౌంటైన్స్. హిమవద్గిరి కన్యకా, హీఈస్ ఆల్సో మ్యారీడ్ టు ద డాటర్ ఆఫ్ ది మౌంటైన్స్. ప్రశాంతాయ, హీఈస్ యునో సెరీన్, ట్రాంక్విల్ అండ్ పీస్ఫుల్. పతయే చీరవాససే, హీఈస్ వేరింగ్ ద స్కిన్ ఆఫ్ నరసింహ, దట్స్ వై కృత్తివాస కమ్స్ ఇన్ ద వేదాస్. కృత్తివాస మీన్స్ ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ వేరింగ్ ద స్కిన్ ఆఫ్ నరసింహ, కమ్స్ ఇన్ ద వేదాస్. అండ్ ఆల్సో ద ఉపబ్రహ్మణం ఇస్ ఆల్సో దేర్ ఇన్ ద శివ మహాపురాణ శతరుద్ర సంహిత 12th chapter 36th verse. ఇట్ సేస్ నరసింహ కృత్తివసన, వన్ హూ ఇస్ హ్యావింగ్ ద స్కిన్ ఆఫ్ నరసింహ ఆఫ్టర్ టేమింగ్, ఆఫ్టర్ కంట్రోలింగ్, ఆఫ్టర్ డిస్ట్రాయింగ్ ద ఈగో ఆఫ్ నరసింహ, హీ takes the skin of Narasimha and wears it as a garment. And this is not something that we should think like, oh, okay, fine, these leelas are, you know, some people describe as if that, you know, these leelas are, you know, it's like more kind of fierce and those kind of things. So we have to understand one thing, we don't have the capability to understand Shiva leelas. That's how we have to put it. So it's not that, okay, fine, okay, these leelas, there is nothing in these leelas, they are more fierce. You know, we don't have the capability to understand the leelas of Lord Shiva. Krittivasa comes in the Vedas. You have to understand that. So that's what is told in the Shiva Purana and Linga Purana as Nrisimha Krittivasana. He is wearing the skin of Narasimha. Hiranyabhagave, second anuvakam of Rudram. Namo Hiranyabhagave Senanye Disham Chapataye Namo Namo. One who has golden hands, Bahave. One who has golden hands, his form is golden, his hands are golden, his eyes are golden, his golden locks, he has golden matted locks of hair. And then Rajan, he is the Raja. Avo Raja Namadvarasya, the Vedas say. He is the king of sacrifices. That's why when the king of sacrifices, Mahadeva, was not invited, the Daksha Yajna did not attain completion. We know that. Mahadeva is the king of sacrifices. Daksha invited everybody in the entire universe but did not invite Lord Shiva and Sati Mata. And we know what happened to his sacrifice. Veerabhadra himself, a Shiva Gana, Shiva was not required. A Shiva Gana himself was able to destroy the entire sacrifice including Daksha, Indra, Surya, Brahma, Vishnu, everybody, Pushan, everybody, all the Devatas including Brahma and Vishnu. And he is Ugraya Pataye Disham. Disham chapataye namo namo. Disha means direction, north, east, south and west. He is the lord of all those directions. He is the lord. Whichever side you look at, Mahadeva is the supreme lord of that direction. Prachyay namaha, dakshinaye namaha, pradichyay namaha, udichyay namaha. We say that in the Sandhyavandanam. Like we offer obeisances to the directions, north direction, south direction, east direction and west direction. But the lord of all the directions is Mahadeva. Digambara, the directions, the four directions are his, are present as his garment. Digambara, ambara means garment, that is the cloth. So he has all the four directions as his garment. And he is the lord of all those four directions. So with that, I would like to stop and then we can take up some questions. We'll be continuing again next Saturday. As usual, so this will go on for like some 5 to 6 classes. This doesn't stop here. There are even more beautiful descriptions of Lord Shiva that Vyasacharya beautifully describes. And then he goes on to describe various leelas. And it's a very, very important chapter, as I mentioned before. In the last week itself, I have mentioned this is a very, very important chapter, which beautifully describes that Mahadeva is the cause of Pandavas and Krishna to win the war and not anybody else. Because we see a lot of serials and other things, right? Because they attribute that victory to, you know, Krishna, Arjuna. But this chapter is a hidden chapter, which a lot of people do not know, which clearly identifies that Mahadeva is the one who is the hero of Mahabharata war, and it was because of Lord Shiva that the Pandavas and Krishna were able to win the war and not otherwise. So very, very important chapter. Yeah, I'll keep you posted on when next Saturday, Sunday I'll be giving classes. I'll be sending you the time. So I'll chant the Kshama Prarthana Mantra and then we can take up some questions. Om Yadaksharapada Brushtam Matra Hinam Tigat Bhavetat Sarvam Shamyatam Deva Parameshwara Namostute Visarga Bindu Matrani Padapada Aksharanicha Yunanicha Tiriktani Kshamasva Parameshwara Aparada Sagasrani Kriyante Harnisham Mayada Soyamiti Mamatva Kshamasva Parameshwara Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Parameshwari Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Parameshwara Etat Sarvam Shri Uma Maheshwara Parabrahmarpanamastu Lalitambike Sambashivarpanamastu Shrimati Gauri Sameta Sambashivarpanamastu Shrimati Gayatri Sameta Sambashivarpanamastu Karacharanakritam Bhakkayajam Karmajam Vashravananayanajam Vamanasam Vaparadam Vihitam Vihitam Karacharanakritam Bhakkayajam Karmajam Vashravananayanajam Vamanasam Vaparadam Vihitam Avihitam Vasarvam Etat Kshamasva Jay Jay Karunabde Shri Mahadeva Shambho Mata Chaparvati Devi Pita Devo Maheshwara Bandava Shiva Bhaktamscha Swadesho Bhuvanatrayam Sambashivaya Namaha Sambashivaya Namaha Sambashivaya Namaha Haravom Tat Sat.